Now, French President Emmanuel Macron is grappling with the biggest challenge to his authority since the so-called Yellow Vest protests began. Many parts of France saw violent unrest last night after the government pushed through controversial pension reforms with no vote. Elaine Cobb, CBS Paris correspondent, is with us now. Elaine, these protests have been prompted after France's retirement age was raised by 2 years. Is that right?
That's exactly it. The retirement age has been raised from 62 to 64. That's still young by European standards, but also in the reform package is the rule now that you have to have worked 44 years to get a full pension. So, in fact, most people will end up working until they're 67 in order to retire with a full pension.
Now, one protester at the Place de Concorde in Paris today told France 24 about her anger at the government. Let's hear from her now.
I'm ashamed of the government. This government which just keeps going on, not listening to the people or trusting their MPs. Why didn't they put this reform to a vote? I'm ashamed of them. But I'm proud of all the people who fight for the rights of our society.
Now, we're seeing rubbish piling up on the streets, Elaine, clashes with police. Why did the government push through the reform without a vote?
President Macron has said that the reforms are necessary to ensure that today's young people have a pension when they retire. So he has very much wanted this to go through. It was on his platform for election and re-election. And it seemed clear that the minority government didn't have the support to win the planned vote in the Assembly. And so the Prime Minister, Elizabeth Borne, invoked special constitutional powers to force the bill through. And that is particularly why people were so angry and why they took to the streets within minutes of that decision happening.
Now, polls show most French want the strikes to continue. So what's expected to happen this weekend?
Well, the unions say that they will step up the action. There will be more protest marches. There will be more strikes. They've called for another day of action next Thursday, but also protests underway at the moment in Paris and in other parts of France today as an immediate reaction. So this is going to continue. They want the reforms scrapped completely, which is unlikely. So this could become another standoff over quite some time. And as you mentioned, the piles of rubbish across the city continue to pile up because the bin collectors have voted to continue going at least until the middle of next week. So this could drag on for some time yet.
Okay, Elaine Cobb, CBS Paris correspondent. Thank you.